people of Medford. I am starting us off today with some house. This one's called In a Dream. It's from Mark Bronner. This is Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The theme of the show this week is more dance music, maybe? Basically just going to play songs that you can dance to, including this one. Yeah, I sort of wanted to play some Amine today, but you just can't play that before 11 p.m. here because there's a lot of curse words in that, so too bad for you. But yesterday, Whispering Fling here, we had Amine here, Bia here. Personal fave was Bia. It was so great. The greatest thing about Bia is that her name is like a bird call for people. So everyone, when she shows up on stage, is like, Bia, Bia! And that's super exciting for everyone because we all get to like call out and scream, which is what we needed. And also people need to dance. So that's the goal of today, to play weird things that you can dance to. And it appears I have a guest or two in the studio.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. We're gonna dance in the studio today. We might chat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be doing everything today.
Wow. This is really exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know I was gonna be on this show today.
Yeah, no, you woke up and had no idea you were gonna be here.
Well, I woke up and I sleepwalked here, and then I came and I sat down, and it wasn't something that I was aware of doing. I just kind of showed up.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of what happens to people on WMFO. You don't really choose to be here, it just sort of happens to you.
Yeah, because who would want to be a WMFO? Ugh.
Yeah. I had this idea yesterday because a lot of frats and sororities make shirts for Spring Fling so that everyone can be matching. And then when you go around Spring Fling, wow, I can't pronounce that for anything. Yeah, but they all get to be matching. And so, whoa, I was thinking the radio station should make a shirt that looks like a Greek Life shirt, but it's really just the radio station.
Yeah, but I think that would be a really good idea. I just think that everyone on the e-board, and I say this as a member of the e-board, is really, really unorganized.
Right. I think we were already sort of doing that yesterday because everyone who was at WMFO or is a radio DJ that I saw yesterday was wearing black.
Oh.
So
yeah. Well,
we already sort of have a uniform. If you're listening, Allie's wearing all black. You're sort of some gray. Your shirt is sort of gray.
Yeah. Well, I like to throw in a bit of charcoal.
Right.
And my shoes are a nice beige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
But I'm only wearing them because I sprained my ankle twice in the past week, so I can't wear my boots anymore.
Whoa.
What? Did you not know that? Yeah, it really hurts. It's really bruised.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to start playing our next song. It's called Spoon, and it's by Chibo Mato. And
ooh,
these people are really cool. They're from Japan, but they ended up in Brooklyn, which is just awesome for anyone, I guess.
That is awesome.
So here it is. Here's Spoon.
Go dance.
Don't the water boil? I need a movie.
Thank you.
the mirror vaulter that put me in skates. Ping pong night, no gray shades. People say I'm weak, can't even hold her tight. You are the star on the poolside. Girls to mine, cause I can't abide. I'll be a good sport, be a good sport. I'll be a sportsman. Be a good sport, be a good sport. I'll be a sportsman.
Also here with Ali yet again. That one was Sportsman by Harumi Hosono. Is that correct?
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
We're both Asian. Neither of us are Japanese, though.
I just figure you're probably better at pronouncing things than I am.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It was worth a shot. I played that song because it's great. That's sort of just it. It's just a fun one to, like... It's a way to explore other dance moves other than, like, your classic dance moves, because you can't really, like, fully commit to a jumping up and down, because
it's a little disco moment.
Yeah.
I like to think.
A little, like, finger tapping moment.
Up and down, very Mamma Mia, but in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. I was visualizing more of an up and down movement, but I think that also works. Yeah, maybe we'll test that out later.
Yeah, once we go off air, we're going to... stand and do up and down movements. We're going to do vertical and horizontal movements, and we're actually going to test them with this song and see which one works better, and then one day we'll come back and this will be like a analytic study of what type of dance movement is best suited to Sportsmen by Harumi Hosono.
In case you heard any jumping in the background, there was maybe some jumping happening in here. Maybe. You would never know, because you'll never be here.
Maybe there'll be more jumping to this next song.
this next song from Daft Punk called Something About Us. I was listening to this song a lot this week because it's sort of like electronic. And usually electronic goes sort of the more energetic, happy route. But this one's like sort of somber in a very weird and electronic way, which is like...
So we aren't going to be able to jump to it is what you're saying?
No, but you will, but just like in a sad way.
Okay, I can deal with that.
We can figure out how to do that.
Let's hear it.
Here it is. Here's Something About Us from the album Discovery by Daft Punk.
Amazing.
Thank you.
so say goodbye.
Hello, again. That one was from an album called It's Album Time, from Todd Terhey. It's called, I'm saying this all out of order today. It's called Preben Goes to Acapulco, okay? From 2014. Yeah. The reason I like that song a lot is because it has this little piano sound that I've said this on air many times, because many songs have this piano song sound, including many Katy Perry songs, but it's like this little, and it's great, and it's like this little electric thing that happens on a lot of songs that I like, and I have them all in a playlist called Sounds That Have The Sound. Wow.
The Sound.
Yes.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
My voice is, like, very surprising to me at the moment.
Do you have a favorite sound, Allie?
A favorite sound? No, but I have a favorite thing to do when I'm listening to music, and it goes, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
When I make that, heard me make that noise before.
Are you, okay, I've asked this to a lot of people, but I think it's super revealing of how people listen to music. Are you a banana or a, like, wow, wow, wow? Like, what sound do you make when you sing along to guitar?
I'm, like,
guitar?
Very in the middle. I'm, like, bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, your barrel.
Yeah, it's like a little mix, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you?
It really depends, I think. I think I'm a burner now.
No, I'm very consistently a mix. I've never...
Yeah.
What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm just really indecisive, actually, is what it is. It's not anything
just
like
super diplomatic, but only because
like really non-confrontational, but like in a very passive and very, very like, oh really, kind of way.
No, this is what I'm saying. I think it's so indicative of like more part. You can really unpack a lot about your personality based on what sound you make when you sing
along
to guitar.
But I will say, though, I always am singing along. I mean, you've been in a car with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always singing along.
Yeah, or tapping or doing some sort of movement.
Yeah, you've also sat with me while I'm studying. Like, I lack the ability to sit still.
Yeah, super distracting to study.
Actually?
With. No,
okay,
I'm not bothered by it, but I think I can imagine other people who don't fidget would also be annoyed. I think something that I do in conversation is that I have to be like messing around with the food in front of me if I'm eating, and I think that's really disturbing to some people.
Yeah,
but it doesn't bother me, so I'm gonna keep doing it.
On a similar note, when I'm talking to people, I look at their mouths all the time, because for some reason I have like, I just like, I need, I get really distracted when there's more than one sound at once, so I have to like look at your mouth and some, or like I'm like very, very intensely staring at your face.
Is that off-putting for people?
I've never heard it, but I'm, like, always hyper-aware of it.
Yeah, yeah. I've never noticed. I've never been disturbed by it.
Thank you.
You make good eye contact, but I didn't know you were looking at my mouth. Wearing masks right now.
It's hard when you wear masks.
Yeah, yeah. You can just see the breath coming in and out of their mask.
Yeah. I think I say the word masks weird.
Masks. Before we start overthinking way too much, I'm going to play another song. This one's called Electricity. It's from The Avalanches. It's from the album Since I Left You. I also just love this song. Maybe
Sorry,
the theme today is just songs that I like.
I have one more thing to say.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't say electricity for a really long time. So until like literally middle school, I would say Electric City.
That's so adorable. Yeah.
Because I had a lisp.
Did you also say spider, like, spider? I remember friend's little sister said spider. Very funny.
No, but I did get made fun of for having a Canadian accent.
Canadian.
About.
Yeah. That's that. Yeah.
Anyways, let's listen to Electricity. Let's listen to
Electric City
by The Avalanches.
Thank you.
Hi guys, I'm back. That one was also from Chibo Motto, King of Silence, from the album Pom Pom. Also a great album name.
Pom Pom?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mop Mop.
Did you? Yeah, that's Pom Pom backwards.
Yeah.
On that note, it's time for me to read a PSA. And PSA backwards is OSP. Anyway, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Did you know that?
Wow.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into a trauma center in the last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Rettle.
That
Rettle.
Is what backwards?
Ladder.
Yeah. Yeah. We certainly needed to know that. Oh, man. What's your name backwards?
Luge.
Yeah.
I
remember there was, like, an internet trend at one point that was, like, hashtag just girly things. Your backwards name is, like, such a beautiful, like, pixie name.
That's so untrue.
And mine was just, like,
Nalige.
Which would be a beautiful pixie name, apparently.
No, I agree. Shout out to just girly things.
Yeah,
real.
I miss them.
I miss
real.
Them as well. Do you remember the ones where it was like people and they were like homemaker and they would be baking and it would be like a little sketch of them and it would be like just girly things number 93704.
Yeah. Do you also remember the teenage or
just teenage
feels or something? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there was a teenage one where it was like teenage feelings. But I was, like, in fifth grade, and I was fully not a teenager yet, and I was
going to say,
them.
That would probably be useful as a teenager with feelings right now. However, probably. I like to think my feelings are complicated and unique.
Mm. I'm actually a 20-year-old with feelings, so
that's
watch
really
out.
Embarrassing. Yeah. Your feelings are no longer unique.
Yeah, actually,
you're
when
just
you turn
adult.
20, you're not allowed to have, like, complaints anymore or feelings. Like,
well, you just have to exist.
You have to have figured it out by now.
Well, because there wasn't a Tumblr blog made for you guys called Just Adult Feelings, you know?
True. I'm just supposed
to
know.
How are you supposed to have feelings, then?
Yeah.
If you don't have a Tumblr account telling you.
Exactly what I should be feeling, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to find one right now. Yeah. Just teenage things.
Mm-hmm. I miss them. The thing is, like, it really was a way to communicate your feelings to friends because you would send them to your friends and be like, don't you feel this? And they would
so
be like,
true.
Yeah, that's so true. And then you'd feel really validated.
I have one to express.
Yeah.
Teenager post number 4674. People change. Love hurts. Friends leave. Things go wrong. But just remember that life goes on.
We actually shouldn't be laughing because that's so serious.
That's so serious. I have some other funny ones, but... Oh, do you want to hear? I have one more funny one, then I'll stop taking over your radio station show.
Go ahead, Allie.
Teenager post number 21227. Quote unquote, this video is not available in your country. End quote. OMG, where do I come from then? Narnia?
That's so relatable. Yeah, that's a real problem. Do you ever think that you're in Narnia?
All the time, especially when I'm in this station and wonderful, magical things happen.
Yeah, every time I open the door to the station, it's sort of like...
Walking into the closet.
Narnia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, this song is called Baby Pink, and it's by Kitty.
That sounds like something a teenager post would make a
or
post
like
about.
Or like a scary adult who listens to hyperpop. Either one. Honestly.
Same thing.
Yeah, pretty much the same. They have the same brain, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Baby Pink.
Shaking on my curls with the girls, got stamina.
We're back. We're gonna close out the show today with one from LCD Sound System. But before that, we're currently listening to Observer Effect by Disclosure, because I'm gonna see Disclosure this Friday, which I'm super excited about. It's unfortunately at the Roadrunner, which we hate. Allie and I have plenty to say about the Roadrunner that we hate. But Disclosure is going to be there, so I'm going to have to be back, unfortunately. Yeah, we went to see LCD there, and so this is one that I wish LCD played. It was like a mashup that they did for their goodbye tour, which is funny because they clearly are back. This seems to be their, like, maybe goodbye tour. I don't know. More sirens for your day. Alright, this next one is called You Can't Hide. This is Jill Young with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is LCD Sound System.